Last year, parts of Vermont and northern New York were ripped apart by Tropical Storm Irene, and now they want to help those impacted by Sandy. Some of the first volunteers heading south are from the Vermont and New Hampshire Upper Valley American Red Cross. Spokesman Doug Bishop says the 8 trained individuals being deployed left for a staging area in White Plains.
When the request came in from our national partners yesterday, they were primarily looking for shelter workers. At this point in time, our national colleagues have opened up the list to many more jobs, everything from disaster mental health to caseworkers to disaster health services, along with additional shelter workers. So there's really need in just about all areas of the Red Cross activities. We are now reaching back out to our volunteer corps a little bit deeper for some of those specialized trainings, some folks with disaster mental health training or health services training. We're already hearing back from some of our volunteers, so it would be my guess within the coming days we'll be sending an additional contingency down from our area. But it's going to be needs all across the board.
In New York, a statewide mutual aid system through the Office of Emergency Management is drawing a response from northern counties. Franklin and Clinton counties have sent swift water rescue teams to the New York City and Long Island area. Franklin County Emergency Services Director Ricky Provost.
Enacted our fire mobilization plan, and that covers all the state. And once that's activated, they can ask for resources throughout the state. You don't have to send the resources, but if you have them available and you have the people that can respond, you go back through the state, tell them that I can give you this amount of equipment and this number of people, and then they'll come back with the orders where they want these people to go and who their contact is when they get there.
Provost says Franklin County has already responded to 2 requests.
We've had 2 requests. The first request was for technical rescue and swift water assets. I've been briefed by a couple of the guys this morning. A lot of water and flooding damage spread out through basically all of Long Island. A lot of tree damage.
Clinton County Director of Emergency Services Eric Day says they were also asked to deploy a swift water rescue team.
I spoke to them and they reported that they were assisting doing building checks in areas that had been flooded. It was a short conversation, but I can tell you that they reported quite a bit of damage. Cars piled up, pushed around, heavy damage to buildings. They're actually technical rescue folks. They have a lot more expertise than just simply swift water. High angle rescue, low angle rescue, rope rescue, water rescue in general, but they were equipped for swift water. The concern, obviously, with the hurricane coming ashore and tidal surge is moving water. And at any time that there's any kind of standing water, it's a technical rescue. The term swift water rescue team is a term not necessarily applies to everything they're capable of doing.
The Red Cross sheltered 9,000 people in 171 shelters Tuesday night in areas affected by Sandy. While that's down from Monday night, Doug Bishop says they expect the need to increase as power outages continue. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.